talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Open. Just come on home. Come on home. No, you don't have to be alone. Just come on home.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by John Prine, Summer's End, and I think we're all kind of looking forward to summer ending and getting some little cooler weather back, that's for sure. In addition to Summer's End, we also heard from the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home as well. And special thanks to today's show producer, Bailey Baker. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every February, and the Charleston Home and Design Show is organized by Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we are about 60% sold out so far for the Charleston Home and Design Show. That's taking place February 2nd through the 4th, 2024. And if you own a company, a home-related company that caters to affluent homeowners, and you'd like to talk to us about displaying at the Charleston Home and Design Show, give us a call at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We've got several interviews that we're going to be doing. The first one is with Chad Lee from Rapture Scanning. And this is a very interesting service that Rapture Scanning provides. If you are building a new home, you'll want to invite Rapture Scanning to basically take an X-ray of your home, and you'll know where all of the plumbing and the electrical and everything is running behind the walls before the sheetrock goes up. But this being hurricane season, it's also a great time to document all of your belongings in your home, and Rapture Scanning can come in and basically document everything that's visible in your home, including your artwork, your furnishings, all of everything that's installed in your home, in your kitchen, bathroom, and so on. But a very interesting interview with Chad Lee. Also, we'll be talking with Adrian Kane, and he's the executive director for the Charleston Home Builders Association. And finally, and then also, we'll be talking with Bailey Cooper with Low Country Hurricane Protection. And then finally, we'll be talking with Daniel James from Patriot Blinds. Have a great weekend. And talking to us now is Chad Lee with Rapture Scanning. How you doing, Chad?
I'm good, Tim. I'm on the road right now, headed to do a scan down in Hilton Head.
Very good. We're going to get into the type of scans that Rapture Scanning does, but take a moment and tell our listeners all about Rapture Scanning.
Yeah, Rapture Scanning, we create 3D models and as-builts for construction purposes. So whether you're building a new home or you're a contractor building really any structure, what we'll do is we'll come in and we'll scan with a 3D scanner the entire property inside and out during any phase of construction to create a model, so you'll have a record of the property at that specific phase of construction. So, for example, we'll scan a custom home that's being built before drywall and insulation. So basically the bare bones where you can see the wires, you can see your outlets, you can see your can lights before they get covered up by drywall. Then you fast forward a few months, everything's covered up. You'll be able to locate anything that's behind the drywall. So if there's a box that got covered up, if there's a missing wire, your home builder can locate anything that's behind the drywall. Yeah. And that's a simple way of explaining. It actually gets very technical, but it's essentially documentation purposes.
Right.
And insurance.
And I watched, there's a video on the Rapture Scanning website that you have on there available. It's with a custom home builder, Andy Barber with, is it Generation Builders?
Yep, Generation Homes.
He's
a builder out of Charleston, South Carolina.
Gotcha. And he kind of describes from his point of view the reason why he, as a builder, hired Rapture Scanning to scan that particular custom home that he was building. And can you kind of relay what he says in that video?
Yeah, so you can actually view that video on our Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. We have a YouTube channel as well, and as well as our website. And that's all Rapture Scanning, so at Rapture Scanning. And yeah, in that video, Andy built a house, a custom home, and we scanned it a few months prior before drywall and insulation. They installed the drywall. So I went in with Andy and we filmed him going over a couple different items that he found that were covered up. There was a whip wire in the kitchen area that got covered up. He pulled up the scan on the iPad, pulled a couple measurements, poked a hole in the wall, and pulled the wire right out right there. And then on another instance, there was a outlet box that was covered up in a, or at, I'm sorry, there was an outlet box that was missing. So the electrician actually, they missed it on the plans and they didn't install it. So he was able to go in, locate where it was supposed to be, notice that on the other side of the wall, he could tie in to an existing outlet box, and he was able to go in, add that outlet box in a fraction of the time if they would have, gone in after finishes were up. So they would have had to, do all this guesswork to locate where certain things are. And that would have been after everything was covered up, painted. So they're able to go in, these builders are able to go in and locate any mishaps before all of the expensive finishes are added.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the builder is ultimately responsible for the construction going on. And so so this is sort of like an insurance policy for the builder to reduce costs and hassle along the way. And you mentioned after the drywall had gone up, there was a missing electrical outlet. And if Andy Barber with Generation Homes had not had the Rapture Scanning performed, then perhaps the painters would have come in, all the different trades, and then you realize, hey, wait, there's something missing here, and then you have to cut a hole in the wall that's already been painted and coated, and you got to get the painters back out. They're not going to come out for free because that's not their problem. So it really heads off a lot of potential issues in that case, right?
Exactly. There was a recent study. If you threw a blanket over the construction industry, it's about 9% of total construction costs at the end of a job are actually going back and fixing any issues. So with these scans, the project manager, the builder is able to go in before all the expensive you know, trim and everything's added, and he can locate any issues before they have to go back and, like you said, spend all this extra time, all this extra money when they could have, you know, found it beforehand.
Right.
So there's a million ways to look at it. You'd be surprised all the uses. Plus you fast forward, you know, if let's say you're the homeowner and you've been there for 3-4 years and the equity went up, which this day and age in 5 minutes, your equity goes up. But, you know, let's say you want to do some kind of upgrade to the home. Well, now you can actually take this scan 3, 5, 10 years down the line, and you'll have that x-ray of the home. So when you have a contractor come in to upgrade or do any kind of work, they'll know exactly what they're getting into. So they're not, you know, busting a hole in the wall and hitting the main water line or cutting a wire. They know exactly what's behind the drywall before they, you know, lift a finger, before they swing a hammer.
Right. Right. Yeah. That makes perfect sense. What, this seems the Rapture scanning, service, the 3D scanning service, that makes a lot of sense that builders would want to hire Rapture Scanning to do that if they're building a new home. What about like remodeling? Is there anything that should be considered there for Rapture Scanning?
Depending on the scale of the project, yes. There's a lot of full home remodels going on in Charleston. We work with a handful of restoration companies who will go in, whether it's a water damage or a fire damage. It doesn't matter what it is. That's exactly what we'll do. So we'll scan pretty much any construction project. If it makes sense for the builder or the homeowner to save them that time and money, we'll scan just about any type of construction project going on.
Mm-hmm. And if, you know, the builders, this is me talking, not you, but builders have a bit of a reputation for the old, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And this is definitely something, this technology that Rapture 3D scanning is doing is new technology. And so maybe builders are going to embrace it. Maybe some are not. But why is it important that the homeowner embrace the 3D scanning that Rapture scanning can do? What's in it for them?
Yeah, well, you got to look at it from the homeowner's perspective. Y'all are going out and spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on potentially the largest investment you'll ever make. So, you know, when you have a model of the project, of your build, not only does it bring you peace of mind because you're able to, you know, keep track of what these contractors are doing, where, why. Obviously, these contractors know so much about building, and from a homeowner's perspective, y'all have your own life, your own job. Like, y'all aren't thinking about the build. So having this information, it's data, right? So you have all of this data. You know, it's literally like having an x-ray of your body. You have it of your 300, 400, 500+ thousand dollar house. So it's just a peace of mind. You know, you think of it from the insurance perspective, you're spending all this money, things can and do go wrong, and you will always have a record of every square inch inside and out of this very expensive investment that you're making.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me a little bit of a few years ago, we were having trouble with our irrigation system in our backyard. And we had no idea where the irrigation lines were run underground, and it's total guesswork. And I remember thinking, why didn't we ask the irrigation company, the landscape company that installed the irrigation, to at least give us a hand drawn schematic of where all the lines were, so that we could. It turned out to be total guesswork on our part trying to figure out where all the lines were buried.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because we actually do scans for that exact purpose as well. So if you are adding a pool, adding an irrigation system, or you've added an irrigation system and you're looking to add a pool at some point in the future, we can actually scan the outside of the home while that piping is exposed, so you schedule it with whoever, whether it's the contractor or the irrigation company, your landscaper. But yeah, we can actually create a model of that as well, the exterior of the home. We can literally scan at any phase of construction. So anything that's visible at any time, we can create and add that to a model. So the options are endless with this. Like you said, it's newer technology, but there's some really cool things that are you know, coming out to where it's just, there's so much value that it can bring, especially in the construction industry.
Right, right. So so homeowners should be interested in this, and sometimes it's like a push pull kind of thing where you're promoting or pushing this to the builders, but it may take the homeowner aka the end user that pulls the builder into using this type of technology, and
right.
And the homeowner or the end user, they're the ultimate decision maker. They're the ones that are paying all the bills. And so it sort of reminds me of like those commercials where for prescriptions that say ask your doctor. So a homeowner, they should be asking their builder about the Rapture scanning 3D scanning service that you folks provide, right?
Sure. Yes. At the end of the day, the homeowner's paying for it. So that's an added expense that the builder is going to be adding into his price. And ultimately, not only is it going to save the builder time and money, but it's also going to save the homeowner time and money, less change orders. And, you know, just it's able to help everyone, all of the subs work together smoothly. So, yes, it's definitely something, if your builder isn't doing it, ask them about it. Otherwise, call us and we can schedule with your builder to come in and, you know, we can create a model, like I said, at any phase of construction.
And how is that done? I'm looking at the Rapture scanning ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and it's got some sort of an object on a tripod sitting in a home, and how does the actual process work?
Yeah, the scanning process, it's pretty simple. It takes about 30 minutes for every 1,000 square feet. So we'll come in, it's a 3D scanner on a tripod, and every 10 to 12 feet we move it around, we place it in front of any point of interest, you know, anywhere that there's main power coming in, anywhere that there's can lights, anywhere that there's basically anything that can get covered up by drywall, we bounce the camera around across the entire property, and it spins around, it does its work, and then it adds it to the iPad, and it ends up processing it all together and creating a model of the job site. So it's a simple process on our end, on your end, as long as the home is clean and nothing's covered up. None of your major wires or outlet boxes or switches are covered up. We come in, we scan, and we get out of there. In 24 to 48 hours, we send you the model. So,
Is this sort of like, I haven't seen this recently, but in the past, I remember seeing one of those weird looking vehicles with all these cameras mounted on top that would kind of drive slowly through your neighborhoods to record like the street view of your home.
Right.
And is it sort of like that?
Yeah, it's actually very similar technology. As a matter of fact, depending on, because we can do scans for anything really. We've done scans for, you know, let's say a gym, for example, and we can actually upload that directly to Google Street View. So just like you can go on Google and go through, you know, on the street, you can actually then turn and walk straight in and do a virtual tour of that specific gym or coffee shop or whoever. So yeah, if you're a business owner, we can do the same thing for your business and load that directly onto Google Street View. So it is very similar technology. And yeah, the camera that we use is actually partnered with Google to where it's a very seamless upload on our end. So
nice. Well, it sounds like it makes a lot of sense, especially if you're making an investment at building a new custom home or doing a large remodel project. Can you give me just a general idea of the cost?
Yeah, it's about $100 for every 1,000 square feet.
Oh, wow. That's not bad.
That's it. So 4,000 square feet, you're looking at around $400.
Wow.
And obviously, as you scale up, you know, you add $100 onto there. But yeah, it's almost undervalued. Right now, you can get it done for, I hate to use the term, but you can get it done for pretty cheap.
Yeah.
It's pretty cheap.
Yeah. Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Rapture Scanning?
Yeah, you can literally go onto any social media platform, type in Rapture Scanning, and we'll pop up. Otherwise, www.rapturescanning.com, and that's where you can find us. You can click on your industry. We do scans for multiple industries, whether you're a homeowner, builder, contractor. We do it for just about everything, business owner. So yeah, it's really simple. Just type in Rapture Scanning on.
Yeah, and I'm looking at your website. It says the first on your homepage, it says choose your industry, and you have retail, you have building professionals, homeowners, real estate, insurance and restoration, and facilities management. And so quite a few different ways that Rapture Scanning can help folks out there. And next time we talk, we'll maybe explore some of those other options. But today we're focusing just on how builders should be using Rapture Scanning, and also why homeowners should be telling their builders to hire Rapture Scanning for their project. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Chad Lee with Rapture Scanning. Thanks so much, Chad.
Yeah, thank you.
And now we're talking with Adrian Kane, the executive director of the Charleston Home Builders Association. How are you doing, Adrian?
I'm well. Thank you, Tim, for having me.
Good. Adrian, take a moment and tell everyone about the Charleston Home Builders Association.
That's great. Thank you. The Home Builders Association, we represent home builders and those that support the industry across a four-county region in the Lowcountry: Colleton, Berkeley, Dorchester, and Charleston. Our role is to be their primary advocate, their champion in the community. We work through challenges that exist with our public and private officials. We work on the ability to bring housing to market faster and in a way that supplies the need of a growing and thriving community. So that's who we are.
Gotcha. And the Charleston Home Builders Association, you folks are advocates for local home builders, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Of our approximately 130 builder members, these are folks that are oftentimes multi-family generation businesses that were born and grew up and have developed here in the Lowcountry. These are your neighbors. These are the folks that care about their community. They really play a role in protecting the American dream, ensuring that everyone has the opportunity to own a home, regardless of the price point. We know we have a housing crisis in our region, and our home builders are acutely aware of that. The pandemic had unique challenges that precipitated as a result. And these are folks that really care about how our community grows and what it looks like in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And affordable housing has been a hot button topic over the years. And the challenge, I would imagine, that you folks at the Charleston Home Builders Association experience is when you have new rules and regulations that end up costing a homeowner more to get into a like an entry level home or something like that, and How does the Charleston Home Builders Association address things like that?
Yeah, that's a great question and a pretty complex one. So you're right. We absolutely have an affordability, workforce development, housing challenge. I would add to that, we have a housing challenge in totality. We have compression at every level of housing from that entry house to that luxury home. And what happens as a result is compression all the way up the line. And you have folks staying in their homes longer when they would otherwise like to consider upgrading. We have young families that can't afford that next home, even though they're busting the seams of that first home. So as a result of a lack of supply coming onto the market, we've created a challenge across the board. A typical home value in our region, our median home price is right at $398,000. A full quarter, 25%, $100,000 of that average median home is because of costs for pre and post construction, really costs that are driven oftentimes by municipalities, by local decisions. The home builders that we represent, we all want firm rules that ensure premium product is brought to market. However, we need to be able to do it in a way that brings the cost down and allows our builders to bring product online that is more affordable for our consumers. So it's really a two-prong approach. It's we need to build intelligently. We need to build with greater density. We need to build a mixed variety of product across our region, and we need public and private partners that are willing to understand the pressures the home builders see, and that oftentimes they have no choice but to pass those costs on to their consumers. And so I think that's what we really focus on is bringing that up to awareness, working with our – we have some wonderful municipal partners, and so working with those folks to help them understand how decisions affect price, how we can bring homes online, and also do it in a way that ensures a premium product for a market.
Good example. I read in the Post and Courier recently about the city of Charleston, the municipality that issues building permits within the city of Charleston, I think is looking to change the requirement for building a new house. No new construction would take place with a slab foundation. Every new house would require to be on a crawl space, and that boosts the price of a home, not being able to build it on a slab foundation, right?
It does. The average cost for that is about $5,000 increased cost per home, and it's that's something the builder has to pass on to the consumer, and so we've automatically increased the cost. And while I understand the gist of how and why that decision was made, oftentimes, and in the case of this decision, it was made without real understanding of some of the alternatives that exist. Fill can be used, and this gets pretty technical for your listeners, but fill can be used in a successful means to ensure that we can both meet the increased flood challenges that we all face as a result of rising sea level, but we can do it in a way that ensures flooding does not occur as it is downtown. Oftentimes, people think and first see the flooding that many people are used to downtown. I think that's occurring across our region. In reality, if it's done correctly, we can ensure that the impacts of neighborhoods are mitigated in a way that's thoughtful, intentional, and ensures that we're protecting against flooding and able to make better decisions at the build side that keeps those costs from being added. Mm-hmm. So that's a good example, Tim, of where I think the public policy got it mostly right, but candidly, the challenges that exist on the external side, we could have done better there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I and there are occasions when building on a crawl space makes sense, and then there's probably areas that there's not going to be a lot of flooding it'd be perfectly fine to build on a slab.
That's right. That's right.
Adrian, how long have you recently joined the Charleston Home Builders Association as executive director, right?
Yes. I joined the association in March. Previously, I was the number two at the Charleston Metro Chamber for nearly a decade, and I've really dedicated my career in this phase to really advancing our community. We live in a very special place. And I have an obligation as a citizen of this place, raising my family, to ensure that we're doing everything we can to ensure we both protect this gem that we all live in, but also the secret's out. Charleston's a place that obviously a lot of people like to be. And so how do we manage that in a way that embraces the growth, but also allows us to build to the challenges that a thriving community creates?
Mm-hmm. And Adrian, the name of your organization is the Charleston Home Builders Association, and you're an advocate for home builders, but you also have resources for homeowners. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, that is correct. So, you know, if you think about our home builders, we represent approximately 700 members across our four county region. Our home builders represent about 130 to 150 of those members. The remainder are individuals and associate members. And what I mean by associate members, these are your lighting contractors. These are your plumbers, your electricians. So oftentimes the HBA is the first source for a consumer looking to hire someone. So if you need a plumber, if you need a lighting agent, if you need someone that's going to help remodel your home or supply a new driveway, we can be a source for that information. We also are a source to the general public about where neighborhoods are being sourced and where new growth is going to occur. And so we often act as a source of that information, because when people come to the HBA, they understand they're getting sound, real information, that we're going to cut through a lot of the conjecture. They're going to see factual information in a way that is able to better inform their decisions.
Mm-hmm. And what's the best way for folks to get more information about the Charleston Home Builders Association?
Absolutely. Well, they certainly can check us out online. Our website is out there and is easy to find. But we also have an annual publication, the Home Builder, Charleston Home Builders, with partnerships with you all and others. So there are a lot of ways to be involved. If they're interested in membership, we have a lot of social things that many other organizations like ours have. But really, it's raising your hand and saying, hey, I want to be involved. I want some more information, and then talking through it from there.
Well, very good. Well, we have been talking with Adrian Kane, the executive director with the Charleston Home Builders Association. Thanks so much, Adrian.
Thank you so much, Tim. I appreciate it.
And talking to us now is Bailey Cooper with Lowcountry Hurricane Protection and Shutters. How you doing, Bailey?
I'm doing well, Tim. Thanks so much for having me. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. And Bailey, take a moment and tell everyone about Lowcountry Hurricane Protection and Shutters.
Sure. We are a locally owned business, and we're from the Charleston area. We design, install, and service exterior shutters for the Lowcountry. We manufacture all the shutters, hurricane protection, as well as decorative.
Excellent. So we're talking about shutters on the outside of your house, not the inside.
Correct. Either your home or business.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And Lowcountry Hurricane Protection and Shutters, you folks manufacture your own shutters. Can you talk about that?
Certainly, yes. So we, from the beginning, we do all of the final engineering, and then our facility is in North Charleston, where our aluminum products are made. Our Mount Pleasant facility has our wood production, our composite. And then we make the shutters, hand make every single shutter, and we deliver to each and every one of our clients and install them.
Okay. And I understand that a homeowner can opt for decorative shutters on the outside of their home, or they can opt for shutters that are designed to protect the openings during a hurricane or high wind event. What's the difference?
Correct. Yeah, of course. Well, we have over 8 to 10 different products, but there are decorative, which are the Colonials or Bahamas, that aren't impact ready, but they still serve a purpose for decoration, give you a curb appeal, but they can still protect from the Lowcountry elements. But for the impact rated, the hurricane rated, there is a Florida building code associated with each one of those products. And when those are closed, when those with a Bahama closed or an accordion being closed, they allow us to protect from the low country storms where the flying debris or the 150 mile per hour winds that could get to us with those hurricanes coming in the fall or in whenever they come.
Yeah. And why is it important to protect the openings of your home? So if your neighbor doesn't have any kind of hurricane protection on their windows, what can happen if a tree branch or something smashes through that your neighbor's window? What happens to the house in terms of the upward lift on the roof and everything like that?
Certainly. So the pressure from just one opening. So if a tree branch does come into an opening, say a window, if the wind comes in, that could essentially take the roof off our home, because all of that pressure coming into your house, all that wind coming into your house, and then your biggest asset or biggest investment is destroyed just because of that one opening being vulnerable to that hurricane.
Right, right. And I've learned over the years that there's a pressure differential between, you know, the storm that's raging outside your home and then the pressure inside your home. And so if an opening, meaning a window or a door, gets penetrated, the pressure inside your house is going to try to match the pressure outside, and it creates an upward lift on the house, and you may lose your roof at that point versus, you know, being able to ride out the storm. And then if you lose your roof, you're talking about the house getting flooded with rain. And I've even heard instances where the insurance company will come back and say, no, sorry, we can't cover this because this is considered a flood event versus damage from a hurricane. So that's one of the main reasons why you want to protect the openings of your home, the windows and doors, right?
Exactly. That is the major reason. And it's not if, but it's when a storm is going to approach. In 2016, we had a back-to-back hurricanes, and we've had some scares, but it's just, it's going to be when the hurricane's going to come to us.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you mentioned before the difference between the decorative type shutters and then the ones that the shutter and hurricane protection systems that are designed to withstand high winds and impact from flying debris and such. But a lot of people will buy the decorative type, and you mentioned the Bahama shutters, and describe what the Bahama shutter looks like and why people use it for privacy and things like that.
Sure. So we do have our most popular product is the impact rated Bahama shutter. That is, and that can withstand 150 mile per hour winds and withstand, protect from that debris, and does have a Florida building code associated with it. That is the one that can be either called a Bahama or a Bermuda shutter. That's and it has telescopic arms at the bottom of it, and it jets out. That's what people kind of describe.
And there's but a they hinge do- across the top.
Exactly, a hinge across the top. Yes, sir. And it does provide sun shading, privacy. It can have for the impact rated, they can have the louvers move. So that allows for people to see through. A lot of people say that they are concerned about the lighting in their house. And I personally have them on my home, and it does not block any of the lighting that I need for my rooms. Mm-hmm. So the Bahama shutters can also be locked and adjusted from inside the home, eliminating the use of ladders. I know that we have these three-story homes in the low country, so you can get a Bahama shutter on that third story, and you don't have to use a ladder, a 40-foot ladder. I know that does concern people. Mm-hmm. So it's a great product, and it's one of our most popular.
Yeah.
And what would you say are the easiest for a homeowner to operate, the easiest hurricane protection systems that Low Country Hurricane Protection provides? And what are some of the more challenging ones, the ones that require going up on ladders and things like that?
Sure. So our easiest product would be the electric roll down. That is basically pushing a button and you are able to lock your home within minutes. It's great for security as well, too, if you're not in the hurricane season. So those electric roll downs are, it's just a box on the top of that opening, whether it's a door or a window. And you have a remote and you just press a button. That is the easiest product that we have. The more challenging would be the storm panels. Those can still be assembled through inside without the use of ladders. But it's just about an upgrade from plywood. They're lighter in material they're easy to store, but it's not, you don't have those up permanently throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine there's a correlation between the easiest hurricane protection systems that Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters provides, and the price differential between the easiest and the hardest. The storm panels are probably the least expensive, but they're the ones that, and everybody's different. There might be some younger homeowners out there that are like, oh, I don't mind. My in-laws, for instance, have some of the panels that, they've gotten up on a ladder. As they've gotten older, they're not that crazy about doing that. But there's the roll downs. Those are probably the most expensive option there too, right?
That's correct. And I mean, storm panels are great for like first floor or single floor homes. I mean, if you're approaching an opening and you can stand at it, that's a great option. We just suggest that you start. It does take a little bit more time, of course. I mean, it's not going to be a press of the button or anything like that, but it is easy to assemble, and it does protect the same amount as the electric roll down. So mm-hmm. They all protect for a Category 5 storm.
And then there's plenty of options that are right there in the middle that are not as expensive as the roll downs, but are still pretty easy to operate, like the colonial shutters, and those are the type that have the, I always think of like anybody's walked through downtown Charleston, you see a lot of the colonial shutters on those houses, right?
Yes, exactly. And there's actually three different options for colonials. You have the louvered, the board and batten, or the raised panel. So there's several different options that whatever the client needs and wants, they can determine. And it does give a little bit of curb appeal with those colonials if you just want to change it up as well. Another option would be the accordion shutters. Those are the ones that close like an accordion, instrument basically. So, and those are pretty quick as well too. Those are permanently affixed to the house year round. So they're very easy to use and maintain.
Gotcha. And mm-hmm. And what do you say to homeowners that maybe are thinking, well, I have homeowners insurance. That's I'm not going to bother to do anything to protect my home beyond that, because if my home gets destroyed, that's what I have insurance for.
What I would counter is you would actually get discounts, homeowners insurance discounts, if you did put this product on your home. There is also a South Carolina retrofit tax credit. So these options could make your insurance bill less throughout the year if you just had this as protection. And I mean, who really wants to rebuild a house or wait for that check when they could just prevent it, or be, instead of reactive, be proactive.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're right in the middle of the hot summer months here in Charleston, and picture the heat that we're all experiencing. We get these same hot days in September, for example. And I moved down to Charleston 6 months after Hugo in 1990, and I had friends that who were without power. There was a tree that landed on their house and destroyed part of their house. They were living without AC for a couple of weeks. And I guess that's the other thing is the inconvenience of having your home destroyed or partially destroyed by a storm. Nobody likes that, and so it's up to the homeowner to protect their own property, and they're by making a small investment, they're going to be able to prevent a disaster from happening down the road.
Exactly. Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. I think what else is of interest is if your home was built, if your house is like 15 or 20 years old or older, you probably do not have hurricane protection on your home. And code requires, if you were building your house today, code requires you to have some sort of hurricane protection. So if you don't have hurricane protection on your house is breaking codes, right?
That's exactly right. So if you ever have an addition you want to do, or if you wanted to sell your home or anything like that, getting this product will bring you up to code, and that way you have more appeal to potential buyers too.
Well, talk about the experience people have when they're looking to invest in shutters or hurricane protection with Low Country hurricane protection and shutters. You're gonna at some point you're gonna invite them into your showroom in Mount Pleasant, and we have a feature in our summer issue of Charleston Home and Design where we gave some editorial coverage to some of the best showrooms in Charleston, and Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters is in the feature as well. But describe what they're going to see when they visit your showroom.
Certainly. So we have been there since 2008. We have every product that we mentioned through this interview available for somebody to see, touch, feel, get a hang of how the system works. We also have our color charts for our aluminum products as well as wood products. You get that personal touch, and you get to meet the sales representative that you've been working with throughout the process. We are open 5 days a week, and then by appointment whenever it's convenient for the customer. So it's just that they would be able to, the client would be able to really get to be comfortable with the system that they choose. If they were thinking storm panels, like we were discussing, if they were thinking storm panels and they're like, wow, this is a little bit more work than I intend to do. And then they see our accordion shutter and they're like, I actually want to go this route. So this gives them an option just to see, touch, feel the products that we are proudly making within our facilities.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters?
Sure. So we have our website, lowcountryshutters.com. We're also on Instagram and Facebook. And then if you ever wanted to give our office a call, our telephone number is 843-822-5519.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Bailey Cooper with Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters. Thanks so much, Bailey.
Thanks, Tim.
And talking to us now is Daniel James with Patriot Blinds and More. How you doing, Daniel?
I'm doing great. How are you today, Tim?
Good. Daniel, take a moment and tell everyone about Patriot Blinds and More.
Well, we've been established in the area for several years now. We do luxury custom window treatments and entry-level window treatments. We do everything from awnings to porch shades to really you name it when it's regarding your window, especially draperies, pillows, and things along that lines. And then very exciting news is we have just this month opened our brand new showroom. It's the fourth Graber Design Studio in the entire country. First on the coastal Carolinas. It's located in Wando Crossing, and that's a partnership between Graber, one of the leading manufacturers in the country, and us. And that is right over in Wando Crossing near Crumble Cookie and Walmart and Total Wine and TJ Maxx and all that fun stuff.
Good deal. Well, congratulations on opening the Patriot Blinds and More showroom, which I understand it's the correct title is the Graber Design Studio presented by Patriot Blinds and More.
That's correct. Yep. It's a collaboration between us and Graber. And as I said, they're one of the top manufacturers nationally, and it's a place for them to showcase all of the latest trends, products, technologies in regards to window treatments.
Gotcha. Well, the new Patriot Blinds and More showroom is part of a feature we have in our summer 2023 issue, which is out now.
Yeah.
And let me just pull a little bit of the description that we have in Charleston Home and Design magazine. Patriot Blinds and More, the design studio is over 1,000 square feet, showcasing the latest innovations in smart technology and window coverings like Roman shades, roller shades, retractable awnings, solar screens, and drapery options. Grab a complimentary coffee from their snack bar while you discuss your window treatment needs with a team member. That's kind of is there anything else you'd like to add about?
So we also still do our complimentary in-home consultations like we've always done. And a lot of clients don't necessarily need to come in the showroom. But especially maybe if a client's experimenting with the idea of doing motorized technology throughout their entire home, they may want to play with that. They may want to have Alexa raise the shades. They may want to do things like feeling how the cordless lift works and see if that's going to be right for their accessibility needs. So the showroom is really just an additional resource for clients to have as an option to go to, or maybe they've gotten an estimate and they're wanting to touch and feel some more products before they make a final decision. But as always, we still offer a complimentary in-home consultation. You don't have to come in the showroom. You can go to patriotblinds.com. Request an in-home consultation, and we really bring a showroom to you. But the design studio is an additional resource.
And the new Patriot Blinds and More showroom, it's in the Wando Crossing Shopping Center where Marshall's, TJ Maxx is in Mount Pleasant.
Everything.
Yeah. The smaller Walmart. People refer to it as the smaller Walmart. But take us on a virtual tour. So as someone is entering the door at the Graber Design Studio presented by Patriot Blinds and More, what are they going to see? What are they going to experience? How is the showroom laid out and organized?
Well, one, they're going to experience a world-class design setup in the showroom. Graber has invested heavily in designing these showrooms to offer a really phenomenal, seamless experience when you're shopping. So it's not a big daunting task. So clients are going to love the design, the modern trends and textures. But when you come in the showroom directly to the right, you're going to have an amazing smart home display that really focuses on what's exploding now in window treatments, which is motorization and technology. And we're finding a lot of our clients saying, I don't want anything in my windows, but I need something. So what can I do that'll disappear? Motorized shades are textbook for that. And then directly across from that, we're going to have a whole area dedicated to shutters, showing all sorts of different options from 2.5, 3.5, 4.5 inch louver to different tilt types and frame types so that you can kind of get a crash course in shutters all in one area.
And are these interior shutters or exterior shutters?
Interior shutters, yep.
Which are very popular, right?
Extremely. They'll never go out of style. They're the most sure thing in window treatments, especially in the southeastern U.S. Now, they have evolved a lot over the years. What we're seeing is a lot more larger panels and larger louvers our clients are doing to open up their views more, gives a more allows a more light in the house and whatnot. And then as you continue on back in our showroom, we're going to have a great counter to open up books, go through samples, a TV with slideshows. It's going to be showing you different photography and jobs. And then we have lots of samples for you to take home of fabrics and textiles that you can pull out, take with you, stick it up on your window, see what you think about the way it looks for a little while. And then as you continue to the back of the showroom, you're going to have an area dedicated to soft treatments like draperies and pillows and balances. We can even do upholstery on chairs. And then we'll have an area dedicated to more your cordless shade types and your products like that that are going to be operated more by hand, and some of your more unique shade types like layered shades and sheer shades. So really top to bottom, from a if you're wanting a jam-packed every option that you really need right in front of you in one spot, the showroom covers all the bases.
Well, that's great. Very, very thorough description too. What are the top three selling window treatments that you find customers choosing these days?
Well, I would call it the big three, and it's a pretty predominant top three. And then after that, it's a big drop off, and that would be shutters, roller shades, and cellular shades, also known as honeycomb shades. Shutters have always been popular. We're very familiar with those, but as I said, they've evolved. The fastest grower is undoubtedly roller shades, a lot because of all the motorization options that they have, the wonderful cordless options that they have. And a lot of times when people think of roller shades, their first thought may go to that ugly white roller shade that grandma had hanging in the window that was like a white vinyl, didn't feel good. Now today, they have some of the most incredible textures and weaves and even patterns and roller shades. They can actually be some of the most decorative window treatments. And so they're the fastest growing by far.
Cool. That's great. Well, and as you mentioned, folks can visit the Graber Design Studio presented by Patriot Blinds and More to touch and feel the different window treatment options. But then Patriot Blinds and More will also come to your house with samples as well. And what's the best way to get in touch with Patriot Blinds and More?
The best way is probably the website, patriotblinds.com. But you can also call us at 843-461-1368. And easiest thing to do is just head to Wando Crossing, but the actual address is 1485 North Highway 17, Suite G. And so, but we're right over kind of between Crumble Cookies and Walmart on the right side of the plaza there. And like I said, you can come in the showroom, look at options. But the main thing we always try to leave clients with is you don't have to know what you need. You just need to know you need something. Then come in and talk to one of our designers or one of our showroom associates, and we're going to help you figure out the what of what you're needing.
Well, that's great. Well, good deal. Well, we've been talking with Daniel James with Patriot Blinds and More about the brand new Graber Design Studio showroom presented by Patriot Blinds and More. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thanks, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.